1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, in a letter to his caucus, says he met with President Biden last night and relayed concerns from lawmakers about his path forward as the nominee. The president hitting the campaign trail today in Michigan for an event. Jury deliberations underway in the federal corruption trial of Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, accused of taking bribes for information to aid Egypt. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Lower Manhattan.
There were more than three dozen witnesses who testified over the last 2 months here. There are 18 total charges, three defendants. So that's not a recipe for a quick verdict. On the other hand, the jury has been listening to all of this for 2 months now.
A judge dismissing a bankruptcy case involving former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani. It clears the way for creditors to seek money owed, including two former election workers that a court found Giuliani defamed earlier this year. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The City Council decided last night to ban camping for more than 12 hours on city-owned space. Camping is already banned in several public areas. Mayor Mitch Reynolds, who proposed the measure, said that the ordinance will lead to fewer costs for cleanup of established encampments. Other supporters, including law enforcement, said that the ordinance will make things safer for the city's homeless population. Opponents say that it will make things harder for homeless people. The ordinance passed 7-4. The Mississippi River continues to fall after weeks of flooding, now down about 2.5 feet from its crest. In La Crosse, roads at Pettibone and Copeland Park have reopened, and the boat club at Pettibone is open as well. County Highway GI will open today, and the Goose Island Campground is also open. The Mississippi River is expected to drop below flood stage late tomorrow night, with a river flood warning in place through Monday morning. The main flooding concerns have moved south of Wisconsin. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle and lacrosseeagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers lose the series to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Pittsburgh taking the series 2-1 and ending the Brewers winning streak at home. After winning the last 9 series at AmFam dating back to late April, the Pirates may have the hottest young pitcher in baseball right now, 22-year-old Paul Skeens, who threw a no-hitter for 7 innings, retiring the last 16 batters in a row. Pat Murphy says the kid made some adjustments to his game around the 3rd inning to keep batters guessing.
He definitely adjusted. He realized where it was going. 63 pitches in 3 innings. He realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. You know, credit to him. That was the story of the game. He was dynamite.
Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate, as some of Skeens' fastballs were clocked at over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he started filling out the zone, and, you know, you got to make guys make decisions, and now he did a good job going deep.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sitting comfortably hot today as high temperatures flirt with 90 degrees. The humidity holds off from sneaking in until tomorrow. That's, of course, when showers and thunderstorm chances really start to increase. And some of them have the potential to be severe, especially late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, putting Wisconsin in the spotlight. We're there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
and I'm Todd Allball, host of the Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Republicans' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Join us live next week from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, joining us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigvi Olson. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490
You're
AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Two of us. Two for Tuesday, me and Dom. Welcome to the show, little buddy.
Hey, Crudy, good to be with you, Rich, as well. Working hard on the board. Technically, there's three of us here, but I'll count you, Rich. Two for Tuesday. Welcome to it, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, there are several intriguing headlines to start today's big show. I like this one. I'm leading here. All Democratic right. lawmakers seek criminal investigation of Justice Clarence Thomas.
Oh, no.
I think our audience deserves some good news for a change, Dom.
Yes, yes, yes. So maybe the wife, too.
Two Democratic U.S. senators announced today that they are seeking a criminal investigation of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas over gifts of travel, loans for a recreational vehicle, and other benefits he received from, let's call them wealthy benefactors, or a sugar daddy, if you will, Dom. Senators Sheldon Whitehouse and Ron Wyden said they sent a letter. They're both Democrats. They sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland last week requesting he appoint a special counsel to probe whether Thomas violated ethics, false statement, and tax laws. And the action marks a significant escalation in the efforts by Democratic senators to address ethics controversies related to Thomas in the court in recent years. Now, White House's staff said he was likely the first time, anyone had requested a special counsel investigate a Supreme Court justice. White House sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, while Wyden chairs the Senate Finance Committee. What do you think about this, Dom? This guy's, getting most of the gifts being given to the court, talking about Clarence Thomas, over $4 million and counting.
Yeah, man, yes.
I don't know. For whom is $4 million not a significant amount of gifting?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Of course, it was over the course of many years, and, you know, he's got lots of rich friends. It's... How do we know it's not bribery? You know, I mean, he's given, is he claiming it as income? I mean, these are certainly questions that should be asked, but do you have to have the senator, the, you know, the politics of it, or is, should there be a legitimate, you know, investigation from a prosecutor into this without having to do this? And I get it, you know, the a special counsel perhaps, but come on. Yeah, no, it's a no brainer, man. If guy has $100,000 in his freezer in cash, there's probably something going on there, right? They're investigated for that. Jefferson back in the day. And look at you, you know, who's the other cat? The Democrat who's caught with a gold bar.
Menendez.
Right. Yes, of course. Those are seemingly obvious kinds of things that, well, not, you know, it's not a crime to have a gold bar, but given the circumstances, given what we know, what is public information, certainly there's questions to be asked. And if you don't get someone under oath or someone with some authority behind it, you know, it's just you and me talking on the radio, dude.
Here's a joint statement from White House and Biden. We do not make this request lightly. The evidence assembled thus far plainly suggests that Justice Thomas has committed numerous willful violations of federal ethics and false statement laws and raises significant questions about whether he and his wealthy benefactors have complied with their federal tax obligations.
Oh, I'm sure they have. Come on. It's a write-off, Jerry.
Now, Thomas and his attorney, Elliot Burke, did not immediately respond to requests for comments, but Burke had said previously that Thomas tried to comply with financial disclosures of gifts and travel as they existed at the time.
I tried.
Justice Thomas's strived. He strived for full transparency and adherence to the law, including with respect to what personal travel needed to be reported. Burke, again, this is Thomas's attorney, said in a statement last year, he described any disclosures or failures to disclose travel as strictly inadvertent. He got a $500,000 yacht trip, dude. Oh, I forgot about that one.
My bad. White House and Wyden said they wanted a special counsel to examine a $267,000 loan Thomas used to purchase a luxury motorhome coach in 1999. An investigation by the Senate Finance Committee concluded a substantial portion of the loan from Thomas's friend and businessman Anthony Welters was forgiven in 2008. The committee found Thomas failed to report the loan on his financial disclosure forms, raising questions about whether he reported it as income on his taxes as required by law. White House and Wyden said they have not received adequate answers from Thomas about how he handled the matter. Thomas has not previously commented publicly on the loan, but Welters told the Post last year he believed Thomas had satisfied the loan. Senators also want special counsel to investigate multiple instances of jet travel, yacht trips, home renovations, tuition, luxury sports tickets, lodging, and other gifts that Thomas did not disclose on his annual financial forms. The gifts were reported in a series of articles by ProPublica last year. Many of the items were paid for by Harlan Crow, the Texas billionaire, Thomas' friend and major Republican donor.
Just so you know, Dom, what was the accusation? $267,000
loan. Yes.
Over $250,000 for an RV. And the federally acceptable cap on gifts, even to what, spouses, even if you threw them both in, is like $34,000 a year. This would be in excess of federal gift regulations, which are permitted tax-free. This would be a taxable circumstance in almost every possible viewpoint, Dom. The man is a tax fraud, allegedly.
Oh, but not just him, Crudy. Also, the senators want the special counsel to probe $25,000 in consulting fees that were directed to Thomas's wife, Virginia Ginny Thomas, Ginny, by conservative judicial activist Leonard Leo. The payment was first disclosed by the Washington Post last May. Some ethics experts said it raised questions about whether Thomas should have recused himself from certain cases. Neither Clarence nor Ginny Thomas responded to requests. Yada, yada, yada.
Come on, man. Harlan Crow had business before the court, or at least companies he owned indirectly had business before the court. I didn't C. Thomas recusing, and that guy bought him a freaking $250 million RV.
Well, Ginny was like mass emailing people, legislators, trying to pressure them to overturn the election, man. That's Ginny. That was her job.
She was also texting the president, chief of staff, Mark Meadows, if you'll recall.
She had access to the top. Of course she did. And no problem. That's all good, according to how the Republicans want to live this life.
844-967-2789. Totter Billy on the north side. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Totter Billy.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. My thinking on the Supreme Court is, my guess is that they think of themselves just as immune, just like the president. They just handed down this ridiculous immunity decision. Now, I'm not sure how you would construe Thomas's actions as official in any way, shape, or form, but I'm pretty sure that they view themselves as immune because, of course, they can't act boldly and make the decisions they need to do if they're worried about prosecution.
Yeah, you make an interesting point. I don't think they're – could they rule on their own immunity? Like, we – find that we are immune. Right.
We have conducted an investigation and we have decided that we have done nothing wrong.
Well, that sounds like the Dobbs leak investigation.
That's exactly what they do on their ethics code. Yeah, that's exactly what they do on their ethics code. They say we get to determine what our ethics code is.
Well, ethics code, so antiquated, you know, old school, have an ethics, Totter Billy. They get in the way, don't they? Recuse just because someone gave you $4 billion in gifts.
Someone buys me a plane ticket, or buys me dinner, or spends $500,000 on a vacation for me. I mean, that's just friends being friends, man. I've been friends with you a long time, man. You never took me on a $500,000 junket to the other side of the earth.
What's Come on, man.
I need better friends.
I took you out to Vegas and put you up at the Circus Circus. That's close. Yeah.
I think they paid us to stay there. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie. You're next. Welcome, Chris. What do you got?
Hey, Chris.
Uh-oh. Hello, Chris. What happened to Chris? All right, Chris, call us back.
Here's
844-967-2789.
You know, if you play big at some of the better casinos in Vegas, they'll fly you out, like the MGM Grand. Well, the Circus Circus, they'll have you out. But they're bringing you on a Greyhound bus.
Come on, man. You buy a couple of tacos, they'll let you stay there for free.
Man.
Terrible. Man, I've stayed in some really, honestly, Crudy, some of the worst hotels I've ever been in my life. I've been with you.
Welcome.
We were in college to now to today.
You can't blame me for the college rooms we occasionally shacked up in for $29.99. Someone left the light on for us.
Hey, I'm not even saying who's paying. I'm just saying I've stayed in some really bad hotel rooms. Never was brought around the world for $500,000 with my rich friends. Only Crudy stayed in the $30 room nights. Crudy, come on, you got to step up the game, brother.
Well, I did that one night when I stayed at the Pfister in your honeymoon suite, the first marriage.
See how that worked out. We are the Devil's Advocates coming back to after the 420 break. More of your calls. Love it when you dial up the political party line, talk or text. Free will read the text. I'll answer the lines. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
They made up their minds and they started packing.
And we are back from the 420 break. Join us on the lines, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Going to give Chris another try. Chris, our pal from Sun Prairie, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chris.
Hi. I have an idea that I'd like to kind of put out there. I heard you talking about Sheldon Whitehouse bringing up an investigation. I really don't think that's going to do us any good. I mean, we're here like it's 2021 was the insurrection, and we really haven't gotten anywhere with that. We have not gotten a conviction or anything. And I think with the recent Supreme Court decision that the president, with these new powers, I think he should be compelled to act. And I think what he should do is I think he should instantiate some rules on Congress, and maybe not just the president, but we need some ethic rules on Congress. We need them on the presidency, and we need them on the Supreme Court. Your last caller said something about ethics codes of the Supreme Court. My understanding was they did not have one. But I think that they all need one, and they all need to have teeth in them, and they all need them before the election. And then I think that after the president does that, I think he needs to remove the Supreme Court justices, and I don't think we need an investigation. They all lied while they were under their confirmation hearings. I think that's enough to remove them, in my opinion. I think he should remove them and replace them with justices that will uphold the Constitution and protect democracy. And then I think he needs to sign off the powers that were given to the presidency before the election. I think those powers are dangerous in the hands of anyone in the presidency. And this is the only person that I heard say he does not want them. So I really think that the president could do a huge favor before the election even happens and save democracy, regardless of who wins this election. And I really hope whoever's listening, if they're in any position of power, can talk to him and see if this is a possibility. What do you think?
I assure you, there are no powerful people listening.
Okay. Well, the president, the president's now a monarch, right? He's a monarch now. We all said it. He can do it, right?
Can he though? I mean, under what authority? I'm not clear. Again, it's one thing to have, you know, no life. Maybe you could order SEAL Team 6, Chris, to go pop a few.
No.
But how does he, under what authority can he remove someone from a different branch of government?
Executive order. He can do an executive order and he can do whatever he wants. He was just made the sovereign. He can do whatever he wants. We are not living in democracy anymore. Don't you know that? He is the sovereign. He is the monarch. He can do whatever he wants. They just gave that to him. He can do it.
So engaging in what we fear to be the worst kind of dictatorial king behavior.
Engaging.
Hang on, you want to use the ring of power for good is what you're telling me.
I want him to give up the power, but I want him to put in place some ethics codes for all three branches of government, which
if he gives up the power, then hang on, Chris. If he commands something to happen, you must have these ethics codes. You know, the judicial branch and Congress. You must have these codes, and then he gives up the power. Then under what authority do those codes remain intact?
Well, I guess they remain intact until somebody changes them. You know, the same way a democracy works. So if new people are elected, they could change them.
I get what you're saying, Chris. I love the thoughts.
To restore the balance of powers. Restore the balance of powers. They're not there now. We lost our democracy. I don't understand why people don't get this. I just don't get it. I mean, we would attack another country if they were invading us. We are being undermined from within, and something needs to be done. I don't know. I think that the president was given these powers. They've already changed the way our government is working, and I think he should turn it back to where it was before the election, because I don't want those powers to be in the president's hands, no matter who they are.
No one ever gives up power, Chris.
I mean,
that's why they call it power. No one ever gives it back. Yeah, no one ever wants to. Money. I think George Washington's the last guy to give power back. Willingly.
Chris, I appreciate your thoughts and certainly your concern. You're right. You know, we come sometimes glazed over the fact of what's been going on here in our government and certainly in our Supreme Court and what that means for us and roll in, you know, perhaps a Trump victory, what that could mean. Given these new expanded quote unquote powers, I get it. It's concerning. I just don't know if Joe uses the power that's going to, you know, to use it for good. Everyone wants to use the power for good, right? That's always the first step. Oh, it's going to be great. Check this out. Everyone will love me. And then maybe they don't. These are tough times, Chris. I hear what you're saying. I'd love to see the exercise. I'd love to see some advisors of this current president lay out some options for him. But of course, anything he does will ripple through society. And of course, it's not just him, Trump as well. Anyone that actually takes up and uses this kind of power, SEAL Team 6 on my political rivals. Well, now we're a nation at war. You know what I'm saying? These are not good steps to be taken by anyone, Chris, to your point. And I'm not sure even broaching it with a guy who's a good human being like Joe Biden is a great idea. I don't know what the answer is, Chris.
But I heard her also say she wants to see a restoration of the balance of powers. And while I think that's an admirable thought, if it's an executive order that only lasts till the inauguration, I'm not sure to what effect. 844-967-2789. But clearly, no, Dom does not have all the right answers. Jesse, I was going to take you, but hold tight, man. I don't want to cut you short like that. Come on back with the devil's advocates. Dom, white nationalism, the roots thereof. We've got a U.S. senator today that claims he is Spartacus. He is a white nationalist. And you should be, too.
Wouldn't it be white Christian nationalists? I mean, I think if we don't say the Christian part, we're missing a big, big part of it.
And there's a surprising cause to this rapid growth in white Christian nationalism. And we'll tell you what that is and take more of your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You're not a white Christian nationalist, are you, Dom? Part of the Republican platform is keeping out the godless communists and socialists.
Where's my government, man? Who's going to represent me if I got to worship your God? You know, again, I'm not pushing my non-God on you. We'll get to it. But, it's an easy answer, folks. It's way easier than you could ever think it could be. 844-967-2789.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee is taking a good long look at the universities of Wisconsin. Committee member James Langdon suggests it may be time to undo the 1971 merger between UW-Madison and Wisconsin's other state schools.
1971 was 53 years ago. A lot of water has flowed over the dam since then, and conditions have changed.
The 18-member panel will spend the next several months talking about declining enrollment, funding levels, and graduation rates. Bail is set at $10 million for a man who police say killed a man in Columbus on the 4th of July after a bar fight. A judge ruled Jonathan Luna is a flight risk otherwise since he bought a bus ticket to Texas right after the killing. Luna is due back in court next month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Last night, the City Council rejected an appeal from Mayor Mitch Reynolds and kept the historic designation for the South Library. In an 8-3 vote, the council said it was supporting the decision of the Historic Preservation Commission. Opponents, including the mayor, said that the building didn't meet historic criteria, with some citing the building's 72-year-old age. The library has been closed since last year due to budget cuts. It's in the process of being sold to a developer that plans to turn the library into multiple housing units. It's Country Boom Weekend in West Salem. The 3-day event got started last night with performances from Tucker Wetmore and Nelly. Today's acts include Rodney Atkins and Riley Green. Tomorrow, Corey Kent and Chase Rice will perform. You can still buy tickets and campsite passes online or at the gate. Veterans and active military can get a 10% discount. If you don't want to camp or park, there are shuttles going to and from La Crosse and West Salem. For more information, you can visit countryboom.com. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Pat Sajak took his fortune and left the wheel. Vanna White stayed on to assist new host Ryan Seacrest, but there are rumors they aren't getting along. Is it true? Probably. Because White and Seacrest are working overtime doing things like eating dumpling soup in a restaurant together and posing for a canned photo for social media. White is under contract through 2026, but sources say she wants out sooner because she says, quote, "It is just too difficult to do this without Pat," end quote. Turn the letters? There is not good news on the horizon for Kevin Costner. His new Chapter 2 project, Horizon, an American Saga, did not perform well at the box office, or necessarily with critics. As a result, New Line Cinema and Territory Pictures have announced that Chapter 2 will not premiere in theaters as it was scheduled to do on August 16th. Instead, studios say the film can be ordered on demand July 16th and will drop on Max in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight with a low only in the upper 60s. For the weekend, partly sunny, a few storms, some could be strong, hot and humid with highs upper 80s to 90. After another warm day Monday and a chance of storms, temperatures cool considerably, 70s for highs for the rest of next week. Currently, it's 87.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at TheDevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, we'll preview the start of the Republican convention, and the League of Women Voters will give us their take on those constitutional referendums.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again. And all the girlies say I'm pretty.
right guy.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Josh Hawley, Senator from Missouri, Republican. Dom, today he said the quiet part out loud on Christian nationalism. At the 4th National Conservatism Conference, known as NatCon 4, Senator Josh Hawley. We're going to NatCon 4, Dom.
You're right.
I bet it's a real party. The after party's there. Josh Hawley saw fit to tell the audience exactly what he stands for, and it's Christian nationalism. Now, we've got this sound. Let's play it for the people. Judge for yourself what the senator is advocating for. Rich, if you'd be so kind, play it for the people.
Some will say now that I am calling America a Christian nation. And so I am. And some will say that I am advocating Christian nationalism. And so I do.
And so I do. And he went on to say, and my question is there any other kind worth having? Now, the Missouri Republican defended his statement by claiming that American democracy was founded by Christian nationalism, which also, which is also America's political tradition. He also spoke of replacing the pride flag on federal buildings with the words, "In God We Trust." Now, our pal Dave Weigel, who used to be with the Washington Post, went on to quote him via Twitter. They want the religion on the pride flag. We want the religion of the Bible. I have a suggestion. Why don't we take down the trans flag from all the federal buildings from which it's flying and instead inscribe on every federal building our national motto, E Pluribus Unum? No. He claims it's In God We Trust, but our national motto is E Pluribus Unum, you moron. Aren't you a U.S. senator? Have you taken a civics class? Now, to his credit, Hawley did offer some unexpected suggestions in his speech, such as rejecting blood and soil authoritarianism and calling on Republicans to support unions, though not public sector unions. But Hawley has given unions some token support and praise before and has never been backed up with any resolute or specific action. And in reality, his railing against elites and professed support for the working class belies his own private school Ivy League background. Hawley has mistaken a white nationalist magazine's words for a Patrick Henry quote, scuttled bill simply to hurt President Biden, and written a bizarre book titled Manhood, extolling the virtues of masculinity, because he's the only real man, dumb.
Yeah, he was very manly when he was running away from the January 6th rioters, insurrectionist bastards.
He prefers you remember him for pumping his fist, encouraging.
Yeah. Encouraging.
The insurrectionist bastards.
Ah, so Christian nationalism. What do you feel about, I'm against it. I'm against it. I don't think that we're a Christian nation.
Maybe you're studying the wrong history.
Here's the deal, man. Is there any reference to Jesus Christ in any of our founding documents?
Not as far as I'm aware.
No. And Christianity, Christian nationalism, white Christian nationalism, Christianity, it's Christ is in the name, right? That's Christ. It's about Christ. Christianity. And they talk about Jesus Christ all the time. All the time. Christian nationalists talk about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. What would Jesus do? Jesus.
I'm not so clear that the white Christian nationalists actually found anything predicated on Jesus Christ. There might be Christ in the name, but none of their behaviors imply what Christ would have them live as.
I understand that position, but if you're going to advocate for white Christian nationalism, Christian Jesus Christ, they talk about it all the time. You can't get away from it. Everything's all about Jesus. What would Jesus do? Right? Abortion, all the things that they're very concerned about.
I heard the Louisiana governor hearkening back to the original lawmaker, Moses. I almost said Noah.
Noah,
the original ark builder.
He was the original lifeguard. There's no mention of Jesus Christ in the Constitution, in the Declaration of Independence. There may be some mention of creator, but pardon me, my creator was my mommy and my daddy. So I'm not going to get all into it like that, but if it was a Christian document, if this was a whole thing, it was all about Jesus Christ, why would the Jesus Christers, who love to say and talk about Jesus Christ, fail to put the name, the word, the message, anything to do with the person, God, Savior, Jesus Christ, in the documents? They're just not there. Why is that? Because, of course, we're not all about Christianity. We're not. We're about whatever you want. Knock yourself out. Do your religion and allow other people to do theirs as well. See, that's what it's all about. Freedom of religion and freedom from religion. And when you have this, senators in this country continue even to this day and blast it out. What, are you going to force us to war? You're going to force me. Let's talk about me. I'm going to say us. You're going to force Dominic to put the Ten Commandments up. I got to read the Ten Commandments in school now. That's what you're going to do. I'm going to put it all up everywhere I go. You're going to change the laws too, right? You're going to force me to worship? Well, what if I don't want to do that? And if you think that's okay, then is it fine for me to impose my religion upon you? And I'm pretty sure mine costs a lot more than yours does. You know what I'm saying? Because, of course, we go on to infinity like this. You're going to make me worship your Christian God, your Hindu God, your Muslim God, your Norse God, your pick your mythology. This is just so going backwards, and it's foolish. And for someone who's supposed to be Ivy League educated to sit here and say that we are a Christian nation, and that's the whole thing. Oh, we're a Christian nation. I'm a Christian nationalist. We're a Christian nation. You're just flat out wrong.
844-967-2789. You done with your anti-God rant?
Come on. Give me some of yours, Crudy. I want to hear it, man. You're a believer.
I'm not ranting and raving every day, man.
For Christian nationalism, that we're a Christian country. Don't let the atheist take all the air out of the room, Crudy. What does the believer think?
I believe we have Jesse on line one. Jesse from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
That's some bunk, man.
Thanks for the call, guys. Say, before I make my comment, I think it's worth noting, while we're talking about whether or not the founders were Christian nationalists, that Thomas Jefferson, who was one of the more conservative of the founders, wrote an entire version of the Bible and took out all of the miracles. So we should remind our neighbors who might be Christian nationalists anytime they pipe up of that. But what I was going to say in regards to the previous caller, this is something I keep hearing over and over again, is people having some serious misconceptions about what the Supreme Court ruling about Trump's immunity does and does not mean. And I think we need to be really clear. It did not give the president a magic wand to do absolute anything that he wants or she wants. It just protects them from criminal liability, and those are two qualitatively different things. So if the president were to say, I'm going to declare an executive order that establishes, for example, a code of ethics on the Supreme Court, well, guess what? The Supreme Court didn't rule the president as a sovereign. What actually happened is the Supreme Court ruled the Supreme Court to be sovereign. And they can just make another ruling saying, no, that's not going to fly either. So we need to be realistic about what we can do with this. And, like, I get it. There's the talk about, oh, SEAL Team 6 and yada, yada. The way to restore democracy is not to degrade democratic norms and institutions further. So that's really important.
Who should we be degrading, Jesse, just for clarity's sake?
Me. No, but what the president could do and not have to worry about criminal liability is he could say, you know what, I'm calling out the National Guard to establish more polling places so that there's not people waiting in line for 8 hours, because I'm going to enforce the Civil Rights Act, or the Voting Rights Act, and make sure that people actually get a chance to vote, between working their three jobs. That would be something that Biden could do and not have to worry about criminal liability for it. That's something that could be done as an executive order, and it would still support democratic norms instead of erode them.
Thoughtful idea, Jesse. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appletown, what do you got for us, Cindy?
Hey, Cindy.
Well, I'm just wondering what the percentage of the population of the United States is that is actually white Christian nationalist, because it seems to me that in this case, the minority is ruling here. I thought this was a country of the majority rules.
Supposed to be, but even if we are the majority, we should not legislate or demand or somehow be tyrannical to the minority of the nation. You know, they also have the right to be Christian nationalists if they so choose, Cindy. Perhaps not with the violent overtones.
They don't have the right to make me say the Ten Commandments when I go into a public building or in school. They don't have that right. I don't care how many of them there are or how few of them there are. That's still a right that I should be able to possess. And they should not have the right, if they're a minority, to take that away from me.
Well,
whether or not they're, I think, and thank you for the call, Cindy. I think to your point, Cody, whether or not they're a minority or not, you know, there are still rights of the majority, even there's still rights of the minority, even when there's a majority against them. I mean,
things like free speech, free speech.
Right. And that's what we have to hold up to, Cindy. And certainly they want to take it away. I mean, they would love it if everyone would just bow to their God. They think that anything other than their God and their way of life is antithetical to the American experience. I think that's entirely wrong. This country is great because we have all sorts of abilities and ways to express ourselves and our philosophies and our religions without fear of retribution from white nationalist Christians or, you know, pick your extremist religion. That's the whole point. I'm not knocking on people for being faithful and believing in something. Knock yourself out. If it makes you feel better, please do. But how can you possibly force that upon your neighbors, friends, and strangers? You can't do that. Under what circumstances?
Now try being a woman living in America under the Dobbs ruling. 844-967-2789. Joe Biden going to speak at NATO soon. We may do a live listen-in. But right now we got Dick from Madtown. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, building on these powers that the Supreme Court has given the president, a friend of mine brought this up, and I agree with it totally. Joe Biden should say, tomorrow, we're going to have a free and fair election on November 8th. And guess what? It's going to be one person, one vote, no more electoral college, and it will be the popular vote that decides. How do you like that one, you right-wing hacks?
Well, wouldn't that overstep the existing constitutional electoral college guidelines?
Why? Just like everything they've done, I think it's an awesome idea, and it should have been done years ago. And we wouldn't have even be having any of these discussions about this idiot if the civil rights movement would have continued and got rid of it in the late 60s and early 70s. He would have never been president. W would have never been president. You know, I can go down a litany of people that never would have been president. It should be one person, one vote. What kind of a crazy idea is this electoral college?
Well, that also came from the founding fathers. You know, it was a way to, ameliorate the slave-owning states. Come back. More devil's advocates. 844-967-2789.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio. DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at the DevilRadioSwag.com, because we got bills too.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates. Radio show. Love it when you join us on the political party line. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
I'll read a few of the texts. Jeff, our trash text and lawyer buddy from Shorewood. I love it when Dom gets hyped. I less so. Andrew from Verona says, Jesse, I don't want thoughtful ideas. I'm pissed. Let's burn this beep to beep to the ground. And anyways, it goes on like that. 844-967-2789. Now, Dom, an interesting article I found at one of my favorite aggregators, The Raw Story. There is some speculation as to what the appeal of this white Christian nationalism is. And why it's so many, young white males joining. And they're speculating, Dom, but they seemingly back it up with some scientific proof. It's because they can't get laid.
Oh, man.
They're backed up. They got the blue you-know-whats, Dom. This is what's leading to the white Christian nationalism. For God's sake, let somebody take these boys down to 3rd Street in La Crosse.
go to Vegas, man.
Incels, like those that are celibate involuntarily. Fortunately, that's not me.
I mean, a little bit of love goes a long way, I guess.
Well, don't you think it does? I mean, they've talked about even many drug addicts feel disconnected with people that love them and with society. And I understand disease and all that kind of stuff. But the point being is some people take these very hard drugs and never get addicted, but they have family connections. They're just partying or recreationing. Others don't survive. They become addicted. They die, they OD, whatever the case may be. But these disassociated white males, they're ugly. And they don't attract women.
Well, and
this makes them very bitter.
Could be ugly on the inside as well. You know, they have bad attitude, misogyny. A little bit here from the Raw story, Crudy, as it is described. Lonely, sexless, straight men have become a larger force in the white nationalist movement. That's according to Ellie Reeve, author of the book Black Pill, How I Witnessed the Darkest Corners of the Internet Come to Life, Poison Society, and Capture American Politics. It's a long title. Reeve talked with Jake Tapper to discuss her findings, saying straight men who struggle to find a romantic partner can be drawn to alt-right communities. That's a big entryway into this, she said. A big entry point is, why won't women be with me? The so-called new white nationalist movement is highly influenced by incel culture, she said, referring to men who are involuntary celibate. Quote, it means that feminism has doomed them to be virgins forever because the natural order of things, less attractive women would marry them. Nowadays, they don't have to do that. Reeve said she talked to an old school former neo-Nazi and skinhead who was shocked, I tell you, by the alt-right movement of the 2010s. His reasoning, misogyny. Quote, he'd seen himself as a protector of white women from people of color. But now there are all these white nationalists joking about beating up women and how they deserve to be abused, Reeve said. A little bit of love at home, man. Maybe a little hug.
844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. Been a while, Dave. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I was wondering, I don't know how much has been published about the debate or the next one coming up, presumably with the nominee of Trump and Biden closer to the election. And I know this past one, they're saying that they weren't going to allow, the neither side was going to allow for fact-checking to occur during the debate and shown on the screen or whatever. And I'm surprised that the Biden team didn't say, wait a minute, we're dealing with a guy who just lies. His lies come out like a fire hose. And we need, you know, somebody to kind of put a, or change a rule, say, as soon as it's known that he's starting to lie, that his mic gets cut off or something, or either candidate for that matter.
That's very subjective. My only contention, Dynamo Dave, is it really was up to Joe Biden to prosecute the case against Trump, both for his own record and to undermine the record of his opponent. And that was the hard part about watching the debate, Dave, is Joe was not effective at doing that. I don't, could CNN have handled it differently? Should they have handled it differently? Yeah, probably. But it wasn't CNN's job every time Trump told a lie to say, you're a liar and you'll always be a liar, Trump. That was Joe's job.
Hmm. Well,
is it though? I mean, come on, man.
I'm not sure. I mean,
I got a problem with that. How can I sit there?
If I'm the mic's on.
Dave, thanks for the call, man. If I'm there, and Curtis, you tell me the big fat whopper lie, and I'm asking you questions, and that's what you come back with, I would say, well, what about this? You said this before, and here's the facts. Why would you say that? You know what I mean? How do you not? I mean, I get it. Joe's got to defend himself. But I mean, in the media, quote unquote, you just take a lie as truth, and truth is truth, and these are, treat them the same. I find that extremely problematic, man.
There were many times I wasn't exactly clear what truth Joe was espousing. A million, a billion, 100, 1,000, and I'm thinking, Joe, don't do math at the debate. I've learned this on the radio. It can be problematic. You don't always come off looking real good. So try to avoid it. I tried to teach regular Joe that earlier today as well, Dom. Come back with us. No math, we promise. Just a 5 o'clock happier happy hour and you dialing us up. 844-967-2780.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.